Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hey, everyone. Cha-cha-cha. Welcome. Welcome to the program. Getting settled in. Welcome, welcome those on the phone lines. Hi, everyone in the chat, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. If you get booted out of the chat, you can just refresh. Or you might have to reboot your browser. Sometimes that happens. Hi, everyone listening in the archives, BTR archives, as well as iTunes and other podcast outlets. Oh, my God, I just saw the most huge spider that got in my window. And I just shut the window to my backyard. Woo! I think it was a brown recluse. Oh, my God. Lots of spiders lately have to do with creativity. Welcome, everyone, to the program. And also I want to give everyone a wonderful etheric hug and shout out to those of you that have been leaving your appreciation comments on iTunes page. It means so much. It helps us bump up in the ratings and helps people be able to search us better. And I like reading it. It's nice to have the appreciation, the little love bug, the little love bomb there. Tamara's like, I love spider medicine. Yeah, I do too when it's outside. This was a huge, but I shut the window so it didn't. How did it sneak in? I don't know. There's a little sliver there. Anyway, got that done. This is live. It all happens live. It can be drama, but it can be creativity. What are you spinning? What webs are you spinning? And they're quite magical creatures if you've ever seen how intricate spider webs are. I mean, pretty amazing, right? Pretty, pretty amazing. Hey, Divine Mystic, welcome. We got Tammy's in the chat. Divine Mystic. Crystal Bowls just got booted out. Come back, Crystal Bowls. Gretna. And we got some guests. So that's great. We've got speaking of guests, we've got a really interesting guest coming up, Mel Schwartz, second half of the program. And we're going to be chatting about his book, The Possibility Principle, how quantum physics, right up my alley, how quantum physics can improve the way you think, live, and love. And let's see, one simple idea, according to Mel, our most important relationships are not the ones we have with our family, significant other, but with our thoughts. And I so agree. I mean, you know, in this whole kind of, in a sense, hey, Shannon, welcome. Hello, beautiful lady, welcome. Yeah, doesn't the book sound awesome? Yes, Sadie said it was great. She's been reading it. So we get great, we get some great guests here. So let's see. So, yeah, a lot, you know, there's a bit of a misnomer with co-creating. I want to touch on that, and then we're going to get into the topic because I had quite a few emails on the clips and what's going on with the energy pattern. So we're going to break it down. And we will be getting to callers also. So if you have a question or a comment or you just want to say hiya, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad and that'll get you on air. So, yeah, you know, manifesting, it isn't, it's your predominant thought. It's the chronic, the consistency. Some people think, oh, I get angry or I was afraid or I had doubt. Fleeting stuff does not, you don't co-create with fleeting thoughts. Just let's put, you know, I always say on some level metaphysics, it's common sense. Do you get muscles by going one time to work out, right? No. Everything on this earth plane takes persistence or consistent effort. And if you look at it astrologically, because a little old Saturn, Capricorn, Saturn rules Capricorn. Capricorn is represented by the billy goat, right, that keeps going up the hill, perseverance, one foot in front of the other, but it's the earth plane. So, yes, we do have things that flash, flashes of insight, things that happen seemingly out of the blue or quickly, but you can usually find a subconscious, a quantum principle for it. You know, even something that is an exponential leap, whether it's in personally in your own life, your life circumstances, or even in nature, you can find that somehow it was building or something wasn't working, and then boom, the creative solution came through. Or like in the 100th monkey, you know, they couldn't eat, and so, aha, there's a way to get into those nuts now. You know, break open those shells, those hard shells of that fruit or nut, whatever it was. And then, of course, the other monkeys, you know, it happens energetically. You know, we get transmissions energetically, not just emotional or behavior patterns or beliefs, you know, come through, you know, kind of amorphously through osmosis, so to speak, energetically, etherically. But creative ideas or solutions or inventions. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, my God, I had that dream or I had that thought? So hundreds to thousands to millions of people might get the same idea, but which are the ones that act on it, you know? So now, Divine Mystic, Michelle, what's going on with the hurricanes and this crazy weather? Well, if you recall, those of you that were doing my teleworkshops when I was doing a lot of predictions and what's part of the converging flow, I predicted in 2005 that the weather, well, it was channeled, would be getting more drastic. Things that would happen normally every 5 years, 10 years, or 100 years would be happening yearly, especially in the gateways, which is that November, used to be November to December, now it's November to January. And then we have the May, June as well. And part of that converging flow is everything happening at once, everything getting in a kind of a fever pitch. That means what we would term on a human level, the positive, you know, the uplifting, the positive, you know, the coming to a sense of interconnectedness, as well as the separating out. Those of you just tuning into my program, check out, I did a show on the cult of personality and the Aquarius axis, which I'm not forgetting about, you know, there's Aquarius axis that cross. There's also the, you know, Taurus and Scorpio are figuring in there. And I'll talk about that, how that all figures in. But if you really want to know what's going on, you would do well to study on the Leo Aquarius axis. And what that means as an opposition, what that means as a complement, what each sign means, what planets are ruling it, you can see where we're going. That's the map of the new paradigm. And then look at Taurus and Scorpio as well. But we are moving into that phase. We've been in that harmony through conflict, and the cult of personality. So I talked about that. Three shows ago and two shows ago, one of them was a designated show called the Leo Aquarius Access and the Cult of Personality, and I talked about the glamour realm. So in some ways, things on the external have to get, I don't want to say worse, but more intensified. You see this with what's going on politically, you know, whether it's North Korea, whether what's going on with the Russia, United States, what's going on with certain countries saying, hey, we don't want this extremism. You know, we've had that. We have the undercurrent. We're making a decision for unification and thinking of others. So some people, remember, America, you know, which I believe is a Cancerian country, is young. It hasn't had, you know, when I lived in Europe, I learned this because I was taking all kinds of courses. One of the last time that I lived there, you know, metaphysical, psychological, spiritual, bereavement counseling, you know, Jungian therapy, spiritual heat and dream therapy, a lot, you know, studying with White Eagle Lodge, as well as some other metaphysical and philosophical, you know, centers and groups. And there was a lot of people in their 70s and 80s and 90s. I mean, they've been doing this a long time, and they would say, you know, the United States is a very young country. It's not even yet in puberty. And, you know, and that was, what, in the 90s, so where are we at now? So the things that other countries have fought and felt on, a, you know, like things like, you know, the Holocaust, Nazism, they don't want to go there. They see those signs. It's in their blood. It's in their DNA. It's in their etherically. They don't want to go there. They see the signs. They see the signs that we have over here. We're young. Oh, I don't think that's happening, or it's not going to happen. You know, so a lot of, I feel, what's happening right now in the United States is a lot of ignorance that things will get, you know, situations will happen environmentally, financially, you know, economically, and climatically as part of the awakening. It's not punitive. That's what people have to understand. This isn't happening because the earth is unhappy, you know, and you're trying to get back at the humans on the earth. The earth is us, and we are the earth. So if we are in confusion, if there's a lot of anger coming up, or there's a lot of disruption, that happens in all forms, right? Earth, air, or wind, you know, fire, water. So the guides predicted this. If you go back, I think I'm sure I talked about it on some of the programs. I definitely talked about it in my teleworkshops, and I recorded those. In fact, I'm going to have to get the archives of the recordings that I did in the 90s with the predictions because they're all playing out. But to suffice it to say, yes, the fires, we're having things not in the seasons that they used to be and not in the time frame. These gateway portals of light we used to have, I don't know, every 5-6 years, and then it was every 2 years. You know, and you can look astrologically as well. That's another way to look at it. The aspects that we have, the transits that we have, people, you can say, oh, my God, this didn't happen since 1960, or this didn't happen since 1850 or 1750 or, you know, 1932, whatever. You know, a lot of it is in the early part of the 20th century, 19th and 20th century. So we have a completion that's happened. A lot of it is in recorded history, what we quote unquote biblical time. That we and some of the energies, people that track this, you know, whether you're looking at it as an economical, climactic, environmental point of view, you know, or looking at the stock market, you know, I have a lot of clients that are in that realm, and they'll say, this has never happened before. We've never seen this. We don't know what's happening. This is trending this way, but the stock market's doing this. This shouldn't be happening by the technicals. So we are in unprecedented times. A part of that is to, you know, in the new paradigm, and what we should all be learning to do more and more is to live more, as I call, soul-fueled and spirit-led. But you got to pause. You can't be on automatic as much. You got to check in more with yourself and feel, where's the energy going? What's coming up? What are the messages I'm getting? You know, what was that saying? Einstein said, if it's all an illusion, might as well, you know, create a, so paraphrase what I'm saying, I'll bet a real one, or, you know, create an empowering one. So that's, you know, and it's great that we're going to have this guest on, because we are co-creating the new reality, the new paradigm. We are co-creating it. That's why emotional clearing, repatterning, and you're seeing more people. I've told you, and I'm not going to name names of the guests, but I had guests on before, you know, on the bestseller list. They didn't want to hear about or talk about emotions. You know, it was all medicine, quantum physics, quantum, you know, the thinking. Now you read their books, you read their articles, they talk about resonance repatterning, hypnotherapy, that people need to work with the emotions, the energy, you know, the feelings. So just to me, reminds me of started talking about and teaching and sharing about the soul, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, nobody wanted to hear about it. Or there was upper chakras, you know. So again, why I'm sharing this, and it's not just me, you know, like, oh, I'm the big winner. There, many other people have been doing this and sharing this and talking about this in these times. It's just that there's more resonance in the resonant field or morphogenic field. There's the more openness now for people to hear it, believe it, and get it instead of rejecting. And you're going to see, you know, in my estimation, more and more of this unfolding, more and more of these quantum leaps. Let's see. Shannon, what are you saying? Can you speak to us about co-creating this new reality, and also if the new reality is inevitable? How much do we play a role in it? It's inevitable, yes, but it's like it's inevitable. Let's say I'm making soup or I'm baking a cake. Okay, it's inevitable I'm making a cake or I'm, you know, baking some, you know, making soup. What's not inevitable is what I put in there. Or is there too much salt? Is there not enough? If it's a cake, do I use sugar, honey, agave? So, yes, we do play a huge role in it. But everybody is doing it because, see, as people become more conscious of wounding and become more conscious how important emotions are on this planet, people automatically then want to heal their emotional body. They don't want to run away from it. That's why things of separating out or calling it a pain body, we've done that. We don't need to do that anymore. What it is embracing the human experience. That's living. That's what we all came here to do. That is the soul. That's soul-led living, you know, or soul-fueled living, is understanding that we're having this experience. Some call it an experiment. But, you know, before, if you look at the other religions and philosophies, a lot of it was about checking out. It was a lot about getting out of the body, you know, not having an experience. But, again, common sense. Why would you be here? You're so welcome. Good question, Shannon. You know, why, again, common sense, you wouldn't be, you know, this thing, oh, you're here because last lifetime, or you didn't get it, or you were ejected from another planet because you did wrong. But you could trace, those are all elements of, you know, some Judeo-Christian, you know, religion. You know, most religions have that punitive aspect to it. And I think it's just because they didn't understand nature and patterns. They thought, you know, if it rains a lot, that's good for the crops. If it rains too much, God is mad. If we don't have any rain, God is mad, you know. So when you start to get the idea that you're God or an aspect of God, and this is a co-creative experience, and nothing is on this planet that's not needed or necessary, that doesn't come from a vibrational frequency or complex of frequencies, you know, resonance, dissonance, wavelengths, you know, it's a symphony. It's an orchestra. There's a little tuba. There's a little, but if you look at different time frames in life, just like with music, sometimes the music is different. Maybe there's too much bass for somebody, too much of something, not enough of something else. So as we all adjust to this new paradigm, and that the paradigm, if you look at it, it's a system of thought, a system of beliefs and behaviors. It's a system. We are systems. You know, Bradshaw talks about this, family systems. A system is a relationship. It's interrelationship. So we are meant to be, we are all interconnected, and we're meant to have these interrelationships and to understand them and our place in there. We are the only species so far that's been found that has reflecting consciousness. Every species, everything on the planet, even your car, everything has consciousness. Everything is consciousness made manifest. But we are able to reflect on, oh, that's interesting, that hurt me, that was good, that was that, this, or I now want to create this, I want to solve this problem. So that's part of, if you look at us as creator beings, or what aspect are we are in consciousness, or what aspect are we in life or life forms, we have a big part in reflecting. So yes, Shannon, we are making a difference. And again, as you know, many books have talked about, it's critical mass. That's where the turning point is. We don't know what that number is. And I always contend it's not it probably figures into something mathematical, but to me, it's more of a feeling. It's a vibration. And if sometimes, again, I go back to cooking, it's when you make something and, oh my God, it tastes so good. All the right elements are there. And you can give it to somebody else to do. They say, oh my God, I want to make exactly what you made. Give me the recipe. And you give them exactly what you put in, and somehow it's not the same. It's good. It's okay. But je ne sais quoi, that's something that's missing. So we, again, I think as we connect in to that, we are these creator beings, and everybody's bringing their own je ne sais quoi, you know. And I think people are going to start finding out in systems of thought like psychology, medicine, holistic health, that a lot of the ailments, a lot of what dis-ease or disharmony, dysfunction, is not a hole in the soul or wounding in the soul. It's the very fact that the being is disconnected from their soul. They're disconnected from source, from the light. You know, I went through a lot of trauma growing up, and I've been looking at that lately. And I realized it was my connection to spirit. It was my connection. That was my kind of savings grace, literally savings grace, get it? And seeing beyond and seeing the wounding in others. I didn't particularly understand it, but I knew they were wrong and something was wrong and there was wounding there. And yeah, so when more people are living from that place and feel that interconnectedness and are willing to say, this doesn't feel good, this isn't right, something's off here. Well, it's off. They're not connected to their soul, and they're not aligned to their soul connected, and they're not spiritually connected. They don't feel that spiritual energy, even if they're religious. You know, a lot of Ku Klux Klanners say they're religious, you know, or, you know, they're Catholic or Christian or whatever, evangelical. They're reading book. They're posing, but they're not feeling. You cannot harm somebody the way that certain people harm themselves and each other when you feel not out of extremism or fanaticism, but when you feel another being, another person, when you feel that interconnectedness. When you feel, in those of you that have done my teleworkshops, you feel it. When you feel through the subtle energy and you feel how you are expanded, that you're not just in the denser physical body and you can feel each other, that's where we're all going. But we've got to clear the woundings, heal the woundings mentally, emotionally, and, you know, on a cellular level. On changing the DNA, they've shown DNA changes. You know, certain things appear and certain things aren't there. Again, the plasticity of the brain as an organ, just like it's a muscle. So it can atrophy. Things can happen to it, but it can repair. So as you think and feel yourself more as energy, when we think of ourselves as kind of denser human beings, you know, oh my God, I got to do this, I got to get up and do that. But if you just, man, and I need to do some things to allow more of it to come in, you know, or assist in it, you know, then you're able to do that. You know, and I've had some friends of mine and also clients that were in like extreme sports or like, you know, BMX, you know, biking and stuff, and you know, and doing like tricks, either whether gymnastic kind of tricks or, you know, one guy knew that he could jump on a pole, put his hands around the pole, and great ab strength, and then his legs would be sticking straight out horizontally, right? Or doing tricks on the bikes, or skaters. I had a lot of skater growing up because I grew up by the beach. So they didn't think about that their body, they tapped into the energy of what they were doing and had thoughts about what they wanted to do, or they felt the next trick, so to speak, to do, and they did it. Maybe I have too much earth in my chart. I was never able, because I would think of the earth. Oh, my God, even for me, like a handstand or what do you call it? I can't think of the name, but when you cartwheel, even when I took, you know, as a dancer, we had to do cartwheels and stuff. I was never really great at those. The idea of it, I remember years ago dancing in a music video, and became the lead dancer because she said, I can do this. She was in heels. I will never forget this. And she had to do a cartwheel and jump over this guy, the lead singer, who was like 6 feet, 6'1". And I thought to myself, that's impossible without a springboard or something. But she did it. She said, I can do it. I think I can do it. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, no problem. And she did it, take after take after take. Woo, it heals, landing perfectly. So I don't know. You know, some people have a little more of that energy and focus than others, but it does show what is possible. She certainly wasn't thinking of herself as a body that has to – that's the first thing I thought. I thought, oh, my God. I was thinking kind of from physics, you know, your body, you know, get so much, you know, height and spring and da-da-da-da. She wasn't thinking that. She was feeling the music. The choreographer said, this is what we want. And she did it, and so she got bumped up to, you know, the lead. And I was like, wow, that was amazing, you know. So, but, it, you know, it's kind of cool to tap into that energy now and there in your own way, that if something's leaving, you know, if there's too much of something, whether it's stuff or whatever it is in your house or your living arrangement or your life, feel it out. If something feels like it's too much, adjust it, alter it. Let it go. If there's not enough, feel it out energetically. You know, that's connecting to the soul. That's getting into what's most resonant and what's most harmonious and of most coherence for you. Let's see. A lot of stuff coming up since the eclipse. Yeah, the eclipse is not Crystal Bowls Gretna. I've had some days since the eclipse that some things that I thought I dealt with come up and slap me in the face. That's what's meant to happen. The eclipse is not over. The eclipse is lunar. It's not just the solar. The lunar eclipse brought up what is on an emotional level, you know, emotional dynamics. I suggest to everyone download, you know, I've got the freebie version on my soulplayground.life. There's meditation there. There's a lot of soul support tools. I download a 5-step emotional clearing process, transforming fear into creativity. Use those tools and then the universal laws so that you, because once you start creating space, once you heal, start healing more, you have more creative energy, more space, more light. And so that needs to be directed. Otherwise, a lot can drop into that void. And that's part of the new paradigm is learning how to align your individual flow with the collective flow or universal flow, finding where you fit in, and learning to direct the energy more, recognizing that you, what you do and think and feel is contributing to the whole without having to over-control or micromanage or be overly attached, right? But to be a willing participant, to be engaged in the life cycle. So, yes, Tamara's sucking intense energy, yes. So, it's going to, I believe we have January, February, I have to look, I think there's another eclipse. So what isn't handled or healed will come up back around that time. If you've been working on it, whatever it is you're working on, you'll feel some relief, release of light, more source energies. But expect this to go on between, you know, until October, towards the end of the year. And again, the effects of eclipses last not just hours, but weeks, months, usually months, and then they're revisited in a different way by the next set. So all of it is energy frequency that is getting us, along with the retrograde, to be clearer around with this full moon. So those of you that are feeling challenged by the denser energies and intense energies and the anxiety that's coming up right now, because there's nowhere to put the energy. There's so much uncertainty. Stuff is up in the air. What do I co-create? What do I build? What is this relationship? Some people dating. What does this mean? Where are we at? Journal about it, clear, you know, use the tools that I've suggested from my website or whatever tools you have, but then also tap into the magic and the mystery. Oh, there's an awe here. There's something coming new through me, as me. There's a universal energy. How can I feel that more? How can I get more comfortable with that? Breathe into it. Do some downward facing dog. Do, you know, if you can, walk or do some exercise, a flow or day. Feel it. Stop and feel. This is the mystery. We're all more witnessing the mystery. We're bringing consciousness to the mystery, and it's sacred. You know, a lot of people lay at the feet of the Buddha and other gurus, lay at the feet of the mystery. That part of you, that, wow, my heart's beating and I'm not having to think about it. My lungs are expanding and contraction. Wow, that's interesting. it scares the human part of us because there's less to control. Harvey, Irma, Katrina, you know, it's like, oh. But when you feel your place in it, again, I remember when I used to dance and I didn't maybe know the steps, or when I was doing something new, learning something new, you know, and dancing with a group. Once I felt I knew the steps more and I let the music carry me. That's why when I ran, I was a competitive runner for a very short period of time. I ran with music because for me, the music, the rhythm, I get out of my head and worry and doubt, and it carries me. Somehow it carries me. So find out what is that in your life that helps you, that carries you. Is it a certain type of music? Is it incense? Is it a conversation? Is it walking? Is it going by the beach? Is it hiking in the mountains? Is it just daydream? What is it? It'll be something that is more right brain focused for sure, because you get into that rhythm and you let the rhythm carry you. It's the same thing in acting and learning lines. You know, they just know there's a trust that it's going to, what you need, that the next line will be there. Somehow it's there. You know, I still don't know how I log into my code to do awakening. Because I don't know. If you ask me what it is now, I don't remember. But when I dial the number, you know, press the button to the dial, the number self dials, and it says, you know, would you like to log into your show or whatever, it says, boom, 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 boom. Then I do it. You know, so it's that rhythm. It's trusting that part of you that's guiding and directing you, and it's developing a relationship to that part of you, and then you will feel the magic and mystery. I was talking to an acquaintance friend the other day, and they were saying they're actually a filmmaker, and they don't feel the spiritual energy of the sacred sites. They've been trying to. And I said, well, a lot of it's stress. You're stressed. You're blocking it. And again, and this is why I teach this in my teleworkshops. It's like you learn the way, how do I feel that? How do I tap into that? You relax into it. It's the same as looking at auras. You can't look at it completely with your physical eyes. Like if you try to strain too much, you won't see it. But if you relax the eyes, you will see the light. You will see the aura. It's a shift in perception that takes place first energetically and then comes to Crystal Bowles Bretnett, that part of me came up with nasty, and I hope I can release and not take out half the pop. That's okay. Nasty's good. There's okay. Listen, nasty is part of the human realm, and that's your survival mechanism. You got to love that little nasty part. You know, it'll subdue, but if you have a little nasty come out every now and then, that's not just, so you know, you're not living in that place. But that's to see, there's a wide range of human emotions. And my contention is if we could embrace more of them, they tend to lessen. They just, those parts want to be heard. They want to be expressed in a certain way, you know. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day. I'm not a big yeller or screamer, but I have wit. I have I'm very astute, a very articulate. I've got a great vocabulary. I can chop someone down to size. It'll always be something that is truthful, that they're actually doing. It'll address, and I've had that since I was a little kid. I don't know, 5, 6 years old, I can remember. Or looking at an adult and saying, well, that's not very adult. You know, that's kind of immature. So we have what we have, you know. But what I would say right now with this the lunar and solar eclipse energy is to embrace those parts, even if some are kind of porcupiney and stick you or stick people, connect with that part and see what, because it has a message. There's something that it wants to say. There's something that it's not getting. There's some fear. There's something, it's not feeling safe is usually what happens when the little nasties come out. You know, so I say embrace it all. Well, let's get to some callers here. 860-836, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I really resonate with the feeling aspect you were talking about. Yeah, I really do. That's it's like you were inside of my mind, body, spirit. That's exactly what I'm connecting. Connection is key, and that means feeling. Yes. So.
Well, we can't heal and we can't, as vibratory beings, we can't live the fullest if we're blocking feelings or emotions, energy and motion,
yes,
even if they're uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Right? To me, it's like letting air out of a tire. It's like if you give a little squeak or you're angry about something, boop, let it out. If you don't,
exactly,
it's going to be a blowout, right?
Exactly. You have to honor it. Yes. Yep.
Yes.
And speaking of which,
give
so
me your
I'm
first name, please. But give me, what's your first name?
My name's Amla.
Say it again.
Amla.
Amla. Hey, Amla. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Yeah. So speaking of feeling, I feel very ready, and I'm ready to meet a quality person, a complimentary relationship. So I was just wondering what you feel for that, because I really feel ready and good inside out.
Yeah, I would say you do. And I just put in the chat, be very ready, get ready, and keep ready. Keep ready. Keep, you know, and again, I'm glad we've got this mail on to talk about the possibility principle. Let's see. What's dating? Oh, yeah, you are ready. I don't know. I feel kind of end of the year into maybe January time.
Okay.
It might be. Do you travel a lot? Are you traveling?
No.
By car? By car? Not driving a lot?
No, I'm visually impaired, so I don't drive.
Oh, okay. Is somebody driving? Okay, does somebody drive you? There's something about going back and forth somewhere.
Yes.
And I see this person, could be in a center. It's a group, something with a group situation. But it's not close to you. It's not close to you. So there's somebody's driving you then. You're having to go there.
That's
or transportation
true.
Of some. Is that true?
Right.
Somebody's always
driving
you?
Yes. He's young. I hired him. He's like 20.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
He's a really cool guy. Really nice person.
But he drives you to like parties or social functions, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something along those lines. And it's something you're going to do on a regular basis, because I see you back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then you meet this individual.
Wait a minute.
So not far off. Yeah, what is that that you do? You go to the same place over and over.
Oh, okay. And then he's there sometime? One of the times that I go?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I guess the energies haven't connected yet, because have I seen him before?
No, I don't feel so.
Oh.
I don't
know.
Do you go to, I don't know if it's a pool, do you do rehab or something? It's a center of some sort. I can't quite see what kind of center it is. I wanted to say spiritual, but I don't know. It could be something physical or like a community center or.
Yeah.
Something of that nature.
I go to a lot
nature.
Of them. I go to a lot
of
places that are centers. Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place as far as when I hire my driver. He just, because I, just know up.
So then, so it's something on that. So keep ready. You're ready. Keep ready. Just keep open. All right, Amla, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, 770-375, you're on air. Hello. I'm going to try to get to as many as we can.
Hello?
Hi, what's your first name? Yeah, hi, what's your first name?
Amy. Debbie.
Amy? Debbie. Hey, Debbie. What's your question?
No, Debbie.
Debbie.
Hi. Well,
hi.
I'm wondering about a job for my husband. He's been laid off for quite some time. I'm concerned.
He's getting a little depressed.
I'm hoping the whole
thing is sad. Yeah. What's this? Okay.
He is.
Oh, well, there is something. Was he let go of? Big downsize or let go?
He was laid off.
Yeah. Laid off, yeah. Because there's an emotional component to that. He's got to kind of get over that a bit and get. But I do see a job. I don't know timing, though. It does show work coming in. let's see, is it going to be this year or next year? Let's see, Danny's husband at work. Well, there could be something part-time or helping somebody out this year, but I feel more full-time employment is next year. So okay. Has he slowed down with the resumes and stuff, getting stuff out there?
You know what? He is two years away from retirement, early retirement, if that's the case. And I think that he is wanting to get out there, but also liking being home, which concerns me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we're not ready
well,
to retire yet. We can't afford
it. Yeah, but that's why I said there's an emotional component. I'm
absolutely.
Not sure he wants to go back.
I love him.
Well,
he does, and he feels like he's contributing, and that's emotional for him, and he's dejected, you know?
Yeah. Do what you can for yourself. I don't know if you have a job or, you know, if you'll get out there more or do some more for yourself. That may rub off. Because when I look at the house, there's a lot of disappointment to depression. It's very hard to get a job when you're feeling like that. Plus, there's that emotional component where he's depressed, but he also doesn't necessarily really want to go back to the grind, you know. Unless you
you're
have
right.
something
he doesn't.
That you're unless you have something that you're passionate about, it's hard to go back into the grind. So you'd be
right.
better off, you know, even getting him to some spiritual center or, you know, religious something, getting out there more is going to help boost his spirits and have him hope again. You know, maybe this is the possibility principle. Because right now, I don't really see him, you know, I don't really see him wanting to do it, to go back, to be honest. That's why I said it looks like it could be more next year, but it's, you know, he might find a way, I don't know if it's disability, he might find a way to get money in that he doesn't have to go back because he's not really wanting to. Or he might do some stuff helping people out a little bit here, a little bit there, doing some stuff, but I just don't see him wanting to go back to the grind. You know,
well, that's not good. We need him to go back at some point. But the thing is, he's 60, right before retirement.
He's
you
young.
Know what I mean? And
he's young though.
Well,
but him retiring isn't 60
is
young. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I would suggest. And you know, I wish you well with that. Kind of re-listen to
Thank
what
you.
I shared and keep us posted, Debbie. Take care. Hi, 661-332, you're on air.
Hi.
I'm going to try to get through more. Hi. Yeah, welcome.
Hi, I was just calling to see what's up with this tour. It seems like it got pushed back, the music tour that I was supposed to play. Everything's really uncertain, so.
Yeah, well, Charles, let's see. You're falling into that. This goes for everyone that's feeling a little stuck or stagnant or uncertain. That's part of the energy with these eclipses. So expect more things definite starting in October, mid-October to the close of the year. And October is going to bring a lot of turning points, a lot of clarity, and for some, a lot of kind of maybe wish fulfilled. So I feel it's pushed back, Charles, but not canceled. So it will happen. So use these time, you know, there's that saying when fishermen can't go to sea to fish, they mend nets. And I take it a step further. If you've already mended your nets, have a tea or a cappuccino, you know, or go have a glass of wine and watch the sunset. So our ego is being pushed to say, when your higher self, when the you know universe or God, the all that is, when things are moving around, the ego doesn't know what to do. It's bored. It's like it wants to do something. So we're learning what do we do when we have this extra energy? Because let me tell you, in the new paradigm, we're not going to have to do as much. There's going to not only automation happening, you know, order things online and it's delivered. Not only that, I mean, I hardly drive anymore. I was always taking, you know, riding my bike or walking places. Now with Uber, I don't want to deal. I like sitting in the back for $5, $10. 20
Yeah.
I like sitting in the back of the car, you know, and just having somebody drive me around. I don't have to worry about parking or whatever. So that's what I feel for you is use that energy to feel the magic and the mystery of what's unfolding, Charles. Maybe it's more writing for you.
I've been trying to sit back a little bit, but then it's like, then I'm like pressured because I'm like, okay, what am I going to do for rent? Or, you know, it's like, it's not.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know.
But see, we're learning, and even Tamara's putting in that in the chat. I waffle between ready and anxious. I'm with you guys. I can't tell you how many, you know, meditations, readings, you know, downward facing dogs I'm, you know, day. It's like, you know, it's intense. You know, and
yeah,
I was telling a client
crazy.
Of mine, I told a client of mine, if I'm feeling it, who's using her too, I don't feel, you know, I feel stuff, but it usually doesn't negatively impact me, then I know it's you know, it's the serious deal out there. But you have to, it's not just
myself.
Sitting, right?
Yeah.
Yes, very,
yeah, I was thinking
but
about
you
that
can't just sit.
And how, like, oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because, oh my God, where's our guest? Let's see. What's the number? He's not here yet. Okay. Let me see. Well, if I don't get to people's questions, we'll do it next week. You know, I'll do less of my chat in the beginning. I just have email questions to answer to. But here's the thing. You can't necessarily just sit back. Stretch, yoga, go for a walk. You have to do, see, this part, if you look at our awakenings, the way they've happened, they happened a lot in the mental realm, right? They were very, you know, cognitive, even thinking consciousness, you know, philosophical, chatting about it, you know, the philosophical, spiritual salon, so to speak. And it was all about beliefs, change your beliefs, it's your beliefs. It's your, I got news, though, for you. By the time something is a thought or a belief, the next step is physical manifestation. You've got, it's about feelings. It's about the emotions, the energy in motion. Beliefs come from feelings. If I walk down a street, right, constantly, and I feel fear, then the feeling comes before the belief. Then there's the belief that street isn't safe. Or people
wear
hoodies, guys that wear, it's a feeling first. So what I'm sharing with you, Charles and everyone else, you've got to do physical. You got to get out of your head. We all have to get out of our head on this. We can't analyze it out. We can't. You know, movement meditation, dynamic meditation, the only way is to do some kind of, you know, movement. And if those that can't literally move their body, move your mind by watching various things on TV or reading. You know, move the mind. You've got to move the energy. Sitting and meditating and looking at it isn't going to do it. That's going to put, we need to move it through. You know, connect into the emotions. Paint a picture. Write a song about it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
But then
I got a scoop. Call next week. I got a scoop because we got. I don't know. I'm trying to find our guestie here. All right.
Fine.
Bye. Let's see. 412-596. You're on air. Let's see.
Hi. How are you?
Doing
Hello?
Great. What's your first name? Hi.
Zarita. Hi.
Hey, Dorita.
Zarita.
Welcome. Zarita.
So,
Zarita.
Yeah, it's a weird name. So I'm right there with the kind of like emotional upheavals, but with me it's coming in from a relationship that it's kind of, I'm feeling disappointed and pained by it, but also there's this like positive energy that's brewing and I'm like shuttling into my work. But, my question is, with this individual, am I on the right track emotionally, like, even if it doesn't end up anything with him? It's just...
Yeah, you're healing some deeper wounding from the childhood, from family dynamics. So there does show that there's a lot of connection. There's a lot of love there, but there's also a lot of wounding. And so you're replaying... the disappointment, the not getting what you need and want, not really totally being seen. He's presenting that to you. So work with what comes up. Work with the energy of it. Again, these kinds of relationships, on the wounding, they are a type of soul-mated relationship.
The thing is,
does the person do enough to heal it on their own end, and you heal it together? If they don't, you keep, get ready, be ready and keep ready. Do the healing on your own. You know, I suggested some tools that you can get on my website, soulplayground.life. Work with a therapist, a coach, a mentor. Work with that so that your resonance begins to change. The lock, they call the lock on the pattern, lessens or dissolves, and then you attract somebody that either works the rest out with you or have less of that. But that's why the two of you are together. And I know it's sad because there's a strong connection there, but it is focused on the wound. It's more on the wound. See, once we heal the wounding enough, or somebody wants to play big and let's heal, you heal your wounding, I heal mine, we heal it together. The next step is co-creation or creativity. But we can't get to the self-expression and the co-creativity when the wounding is so much.
Yeah,
and that's what's going on in your relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel that he doesn't want to do it with me, I guess.
So just don't wait. It's really about an inner boundary. It's about you not waiting for him to do what's healthy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just going on.
Okay. I also have a career question, but I can ask it next time.
Can you call next week? Because I'm trying to get through as many people, and I'm trying to see where our guest is. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Zorita. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is a private caller. Let's see. 412 is dropped. Don't know. This is private caller 1111. Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi.
Is this Mel?
It's Frank.
Who is it?
Did you hear me? Frank?
Yes. Oh, Frank. Hey, Frank. Welcome.
Thank you. Regarding this full moon we're having now, where Neptune is in the area, I happen to have my north node in Pisces also at 11 degrees, 59 minutes. I was wondering if you have any advice as far as, like, is there anything... Maybe I should consider, going to, like, the beach since Neptune is in the area, or meditation-wise, or...
Going to the beach, yes, but tapping into, especially for you, the magic and the mystery of life and the positivity, the idealism. Now, the flip side, the shadow side is, just look at, are there any areas of illusion or delusion with you? Is there some areas that you need to clear up, you know, or are you kind of fooling yourself? You have what?
No, I just haven't had luck in getting job offers from all the interviews I've been doing. So that's what's kind of blocking me, bothering me at the moment.
So the north nodes in Pisces, what house do you know?
It's in the 10th house, but my 10th house is mostly Aquarius, but this is, it's almost right at the edge of the cusp.
Now, here's the thing, and this is what this moon is kind of tickling us all to do, is look, let's see, okay, I'm doing multitasking. I texted her about the gifts. Okay. So for you, especially with the north node there in Pisces, use that Piscean energy for the job. Tap into the magic and the mystery. Get a white candle and write what it is that you want. Anoint it with lavender. Wait a second. Usually it's lavender. Let me see. Is it lavender for you? See, you're being asked to get more into the kind of your magic, mystical, the feminine aspect of you, but do it into kind of a male warrior point of view. So think of a kind of male spiritual warrior, warrior priest, shamany energy. Use visioning, tools of visioning, envisioning what you want and feeling that you have it. So I feel like you've been out there putting stuff out. But this call is for you to tap into that part of you, you know, the psychic part of you, the intuitive. Pisces are they're not necessarily psychic, but they're, you know, very intuitive. They go by their feeling or their gut knowing. They just kind of sense things. They kind of go with the flow. So I would say use this energy, work with this energy to make a ritual for you drawing in that job. One of the things that I suggest when people, whether their job or financial issues, is to look and say, this is not my source and supply. So when you connect to the source of all that is, God, the universe, all that is, when you, you know, if you've, on my website, thesoulplayground.life, on the meditation and mindfulness page, Frank, there's a focus meditation, and it helps tap you into your higher self. Do that meditation and feel yourself connected, like a funnel of light connected to the light of the all that is, the source of all that is. And feel the job coming to you. Feel the energy of the job so that it can take physical form. So your challenge is to be a bit more spiritual about your public life, your career, how you live your life outwardly. So not just by yourself or in session or, you know what I'm saying? So that's, with that north node there, it's definitely pushing you in that direction. Okay.
Okay.
Try it and let us know. Let us know what happens. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Tamara's putting, come on, Mel Schwartz, call in. Everybody, so far some people have read your book and they like it. So I don't know if you got the time wrong, but that means I will just keep talking to the callers. All right, let's do 806-788. You're on air.
Hey there, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's your first name?
Sherry.
Sherry, what's your question?
I was wondering what you see. I'm looking at making a massive relocation, or at least it feels that way to me anyways, and I'm kind of just waiting for things to materialize and was wondering, are you seeing that being a good move, and am I correct in thinking that there's a relationship on the other end?
Okay. Well, it'll be good for you. You want to get out of the area. Now, these are some things that I'm seeing for a lot of people, and you're falling into this, Sherry, is that October, there's either clarity on that or direction, as well as, you know, more of an understanding why you're moving. So I am seeing for a lot of people major, major moves out of a relationship, divorcing or finding somebody just bad, quick things happening from October to the end of the year. So what should Sherry do in regards to her move? Well, it's looking like for you more towards the end of the year. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
But it is showing that is a good, let's see, how would the move be? Well, yeah, it seems like it's something nurturing you. It's something for you, even on a personal level. So it's not so much job or career, but it is more about what's right or good for you. Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely.
Kind of emotional.
First time I've ever done that. Yeah.
It's time. You're ready, you know. And I see more social for you as well. I feel like there's going to be more social, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you get a feeling if it feels like more?
Okay, sweetie. Take care.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you. You're so welcome. Okay. Hi, 202-550. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Molly. How are you?
Hey, Molly. Welcome. I'm doing great. What's your question?
So I have kind of a strange question. I've had a couple different readings, and had a couple people tell me that they see me having another child. I have kids, and I wasn't planning on having any more. But I keep hearing that from different people. So I just wanted to see if you would get any feelings about that.
Now, the first thing I thought was sometimes there are, we could be in highly creative times that another child or being can come through if it doesn't go into a creation of ours. You know, so we can replicate ourselves either through, you know, children coming through, beings coming through us in a physical body, or by something creatively. I don't, you know, but it's interesting. There is a being around you. So I feel like it could be a little boy. Now, not all beings are meant to incarnate, and some that come through. I've, again, as a shaman and working bereavement counseling, I've and channeled, you know, not every being is meant to come through into this denser physical form. Sometimes they just kind of hover or stay around us, you know, and our energy is affected that way. I don't necessarily feel it's a destiny issue for you, but I think what they're picking up is there happens to be a being. Did you have a miscarriage at one point, or was there perhaps going to be twins that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I've heard that from, that was what I got from the last reading. That was the question I was asked, but I don't, not that I know of.
Yeah.
So.
Because sometimes that's what happens. One hangs back that didn't come through, or if there was sometimes a miscarriage, and sometimes that energetic being decides not to fully incarnate, but again, hangs around. And so that, and you have two already or one?
Two. You're right.
Felt two. I don't know that I necessarily see it coming through, but I can see what the intuitives are picking up. There is a being around you. So,
okay. Interesting.
Get creating. Get creating if you have no desire. Get creating.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Okay, Molly. Take care.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Here we go. Another private call. 111, hello. Is this our guest? Is this Mel?
Greetings.
Oh, no. Hello,
greetings.
Who's this? Greetings.
This is, I love it. I love it. This is someone
Queen
seeking to speak to the oracle named Michelle Mache on this harvest moon, full moon day to see what energies are coming my way. And see what she has to say.
Oh, I love that. Let's see, Queen. You always come at the right time. Sarah's saying, Queen! Hello, let's see. Okay. Okay, let's see. A little more. You're really blossoming. Ooh, what? Travel for you, some of it's a lot by car, some of it's by plane, but I'm seeing a prominent relationship here. Are you in a kind of a romantic-y partnership, companionship?
That is a good question.
Yeah, nice. That seems to be something coming very strong on the horizon. Yeah. Mm. So that, I would say definitely going to be developing more. Romance. Spiritual, philosophical on the same page, but it's showing the path of partnership coming in for you.
I accept.
Might even do a little work with this person. It might be something you do together.
That energy
has appeared.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's there. That's your next big hoop-de-hoo, your next big shindig is that. You'll keep all your other stuff going, obviously, but that's taking key precedence. That's like boom. Yeah.
Very interesting. I love it.
Yeah.
I accept it. A new experience. You spoke of spiders in the beginning. I didn't. All I heard, all I got was, you must have killed the spider or wanted the spider to send the spider away. You didn't kill it. But where I live, I have the most beautiful variety of spiders, along with a lot of other insects. And since you spoke of the spider, and since my last name is Enter, N-T-R, is like the internet. N-T-R, like the internet. The I'm not sure what I'm asking other than I know that I have made a strong connection to the web, the web of life.
The web of life, yes. Well, I know. I have a lot of spiders in my backyard where they, you know, and they just keep coming and creating the webs. I feel like the web teaches us the interconnectedness and also getting what you need. And spiders draw things to them. Things come in the web. They don't go out and get it. You know, the web is in a place where something is going to come into it. So for that, it is a very, you know, it is the divine, the feminine. You know, it's the receptivity. It's the magnetizing or drawing in to us. So I feel that it has that component to it, but also creating our web, which is very creative. And, it, you know, most webs are kind of individual. Some look the same, but, you know, if you really, you know, a lot of times when I walk, especially early morning, I love watching spiders either weave the web or just sitting there waiting for something to come in. And I look at the intricacy of the web. So I would say for you is looking at that in your life and other people's life and helping people weave that together to understand the intricacies, the ins and outs of life itself, of life and us living our life. You know, it's there's a lot of overlay that I think once, you know, Crystal Bowles Gretna was saying earlier about the nasty side coming out. I see, you know, when I was saying embrace that side, watch, there's an intricacy there. When does that come out and why and how? Where did it come from? How many other people have a similar nasty side? Have you experienced that same kind of nasty side somewhere? You know, it gets kind of interesting, and that's the soul is like playing this interesting game of, where did I get that trait or how did that come in? Or, oh, that's interesting. That kind of fits there. So webs or puzzle pieces, you know, either way. So I feel like you have a gift to help people with that, to help people see that and understand the intricacies of life, you know?
You know, as you were saying that, and I thank you so much for that, Oracle, that I know that I'm supposed to do a reading, name a reading called Spider Reading or something, Spider Web Reading, something like that. It just came as you were talking. And, yes, so I'm going to take some pictures of my webs and my spiders that I have a collection of. And I gratefully thank you for your energy, your love, and your beauty.
I take that in, Queen. Thank you.
Oh, you're
so
welcome.
Okay. Namaste. Namaste. So Mel hasn't come here. He sent us the book, sent me the media kit. He'll have to come, you know, we'll have to get to him. So anybody else, I guess I will just keep. Let's see. Did we do 202? Let's see. Or is that it? Let's see. 111. Hello. You're on air.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm just listening.
Oh, you're listening. Okay, because you have, okay. You're just listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Frank. You already answered my question.
Oh, Frank. Oh, great. Okay, cool. Thank you. Let's see. 202. I thought it might be him. That happened. Only his message
Molly.
Is picking up. Okay. Oh, Molly. Hi. Okay.
Yes, you answered my question.
Okay. Thank you, Molly. Let's see. I'm trying to get to people. Let's see. Hold time. Is this 111 hold time 00? You just got on air? Hello, you're on air.
Did you open me up again?
Oh, I did. Okay, came back. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's go down. Okay, if you have, there we go, 201-919, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This is Shannon from the chat.
Oh, hey, Shannon. Welcome.
How are you? Thanks. I've been listening to what you're saying about a lot of things coming up in October, and I definitely feel that happening in what's going on in my life. I just started some graduate school, and I really, cleared the way for school, which it sounds like that could be a good thing because there's going to be new things probably coming up. But I just wanted to check in because sometimes I can tend to overdo that, just stop
over-prepare,
to make time. Yeah, yes, exactly.
Let's see. So what's your question?
So I wanted to know if keeping a lot of time open and space open right now is good, or if I should maybe let some more things in now, even if they're not things
Ooh.
That I want to keep for a while.
Well, if you don't want to do it right now and you don't have to, now you're getting, let's see, there's a lot with you with the intuition too, or following your feelings. Let's see, what does Shannon need to focus on right now? Well, you got the school and the academic down. Be open to relationship. I hope this is rubbing off on some of us. This queen has brought this energy in. Come on. Now you got it, Shannon. Space. A lot of people say, when you're ready, it's got to be headspace is open, but you got to have time to see somebody too, so you got to create some space, some mental, emotional, psychic. That's what you're to be doing. So don't over schedule.
Yeah. Okay.
It's showing a relationship.
I'm married, but actually
I
sort of have transitioned out of a lot of friendships, and the last job that I had, I was really sort of, I feel like I haven't. And, yeah, my last job I was very social and I really liked it. And since I've left it to go to school, I'm feeling that void.
But that's your focus right now is more of the social, bringing the social in and relationship. Do something with your honey, and but also be open to relationship. Nurture relationships. So don't overbook, overdo, so that you can't spend more quality time. With your significant other, as well as some of your other relationships. So, no over-scheduling. Tamara's saying, love hearing your voice, Shannon. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, so we've got 702-375. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. This
Hello.
Is Dakota.
And what
Hello.
Dakota?
Yes.
Hey, Dakota.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I honestly don't have a question. I was just calling in because you didn't get the speaker. I was just wondering what you're picking up for me, if you are.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Kind of, are you getting more into, I feel like you're getting more into your spirituality, more into the psychic realm, spirituality, yours as a spiritual being, doing more to nurture that part of you. So that's a big part of your path right now. So anything that you can do to connect more with that part of you or people that are into that kind of stuff, all of that. Yeah, that's your main focus right now. That's what you're integrating. And everybody kind of needs to, I would say, these eclipses as well as the retrograde was all about, what serves you, what's you know, reevaluation, bigger than any, I think, retrograde than we've had in a long time. This one really spoke to what emotionally nurtures or what's your next piece and becoming more conscious of that, more aware of it. Because we can't make changes unless we're aware, right? We have to be aware of what we're doing or not doing or what's in our life or not in our life. So I would say those of you, you know, and you definitely fit into this because you're, you know, on air with me now and you brought, you know, your energy is bringing this up and your question, is look and see, oh, what's coming up for me or what's my focus or where am I more drawn to? Where can I get support or how can I get support for this? What kind of people, what kinds of situations, what kind of activities? And,
wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling in. See you, Dakota.
Bye.
Cool. Shannon in the chat is asking, hey, Michelle, if you have time, could you talk to using yourself as resource, which you've mentioned before? How do you mean as a resource? As source? Seeing yourself more as a resource, which is seeing yourself more energetically, as well as seeing and feeling your resourcefulness or that you are your own resource, you know. You are connected to source energies. You're a part of source energies, which is infinite source energy. So tapping into that energy and realization and understanding and having a belief around that and thinking that really harnesses your energy. So when you see yourself and feel yourself more as a resource, you're not only not constantly looking out there, but you're attracting from out there more and more what you need. Shannon, maybe you could be a little clearer. Let's see. Are you the 202? Let me ask you. Shannon, is this you? 202-550?
No, this is Molly.
Oh, hey, Molly. I keep going back to Molly.
Hi.
Okay, let me see if I can find Shannon.
No problem.
You're the 201. Okay, cool. All right. Okay. Hey, Shannon, there you go. Hey, hi. Thanks for that.
I think I've heard you just talk to callers about I don't know, I guess I kind of think of it as like in time, maybe where you feel like we might be limited in resources, whether it's like money or time or something, like just tapping into where you have, where you don't have to like turn outward so much for things, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Very good point. And I touched on it a little bit with Charles about, you know, the infinite source. But what you're bringing up, the piece that you're bringing up, the part is also very, very important. So when I see that I'm connected to source and I need something, first of all, it's to acknowledge that I like what I have or what I have is serving me, and acknowledging that, moving into gratitude, but then saying I also want whatever it is, you know, I like what I have. Thank you. You know, I appreciate this. I also want this. You know, I was working with someone the other day and they're getting a lot of, they're just starting out. They're getting a lot of clients and they said, but I need to make more money. And I said, okay, but don't go either or.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge and feel, okay, I'm learning so much by these new people. I'm just starting out. And now I would also like some that can pay or can pay this amount, you know. So the universe and, you know, on a spiritual level, it's never either or. That's the split of the extreme polarity plane or duality. So when we're touching more on the soul and connecting more to our spirit or living more spirit-led, things like both and. Anytime you hear either or black and white thinking, it's always this, you always do this, all people do this, those people don't do that. That's not only is wounding, but it's egoic wounding. It's acting out of the wounded, inner child, actually. So seeing yourself as a resource is seeing that also the gifts that you have are resourceful. They are enough. And to tell you a real quick story on this. I was talking to, and it's funny, I was talking to someone else about this the other day, actually. So the sneeze on the truth. So years ago, I had this acquaintance friend, and he was a billionaire and actually tried to date me, but I didn't really want to, I didn't date him because he was a cheater and I didn't watch how he treated his girlfriend. And I used to tell him, I'd say, listen, I'd have to be really, have horrible self-esteem, really low self-esteem, I said, to date you, because I already know that you cheat, you know, and what you do. I know how you, you know, so there's no, I said, you know, so that's not going to happen. So anyway, I'd helped him through some really difficult time. He's a family, extended family friend. And he gave me a 18-karat gold bracelet, beautiful gold bracelet. And I didn't want it. I said, no, I love what I'm doing, you know, that I can be here for you and help. And I'd actually helped him in a relationship and clear the air and help them both heal. And he said something very, that has stuck with me my whole, you know, all these years later. He said, you have to learn that some people, all they have is money. They don't have anything else to give. He goes, mm-hmm. I can't give you anything else with your gifts. He goes, I all I have is money. All I could give you is this bracelet or something, you know, money. And he said, you have to understand that your gift is just as valuable, if not more, than the money. And it hit me. I thought, that's true. Yeah. You know, and especially as a model, I'd be on these billionaire, million, multi-millionaire yachts and, you know, aristocracy and, you know, jet setting, private planes. And, you know, they're talking about landing their jet or, you know, their private plane or whatever. But I always recognize and I felt that I'm on the same level. You know, your spiritual resource, your spiritual gifts, your spiritual understanding, your wisdom, your life experience is just as much on par. So when you start seeing yourself that way and the whole world that way, you're not coming from a deficit. They're just playing a different game. And maybe that enters into the game on the spiritual realm too. You can have both. It's not either or. But it is to recognize that your unique talents and gifts and the way you perceive the world, to understand the world, is needed and necessary and is just as valuable and in many ways more valuable because it never goes away. It's inherent. And that's what creates the new paradigm. That's what creates the healing. And that's what that friend had also told me. He said, your ability to see what you see or heal or to be there is worth more than money. So that's that piece. So when we start seeing that and seeing ourselves as our own resource, you know, that love that's coming to us is within us. You know, it is us. It is coming from those source energies. So everything, the job, career, the relationship is coming from source energy, is a part of source energies coming through that person or situation, but it's still source energies. Does that answer it?
Yeah, and Michelle, that story like really hit me too because my dad like he committed his life to not be poor anymore like he was when he was young, and just
yeah.
worked so hard to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's always been hard for me to like value what I do if it doesn't make a lot of money.
Oh, maybe that's why I said the story. Oh, yeah, you've got to value it. Yes. Yes, and people of supposed power, outer power know that it's more of value. You know, the money game, that's fun too. You know, and I've been making multi-millions or billions, but, you know, I made a lot, and it's fun. It's nice to have money, and I could understand that game, but that it's not more important. It's necessary and it's interesting, but yes, it's not more important than what you're doing at all. You know, the ability
yeah.
to have empathy, the ability to feel, the ability to feel, the ability to let something in that's, you know, that's real power empowerment. That's what changes the world. You know, actually, you know, money never changed. It's consciousness. And that's why, you know, we need that. It's necessary. We need the outer and the inner. You have, it's because that's part of the game, you know, on this planet. But what really ultimately ever helps is the consciousness. Maybe people shift in consciousness and then they use their money to help others. They use their money wisely. But it's a shift in consciousness. It's an awareness, you know. Oh, Tama's putting in the chat, oh, Shannon, what a great thing to realize, self-worth and valuing yourself and your unique gifts. Yeah. You do that. You're reflecting that to him, that he is not his money or his bank account, that he's more than that. That's fun, and that's great that he attained what he wanted and attained that level.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But he's more than that. We're all more than that. I'm more than psychic readings. I'm more than blog talk, you know, awakenings. We're more than what we're doing. We're the very being, the very way that we view life, the very way that we reach out or extend out to each other. You know, that's the gold. Shannon. Yeah. Honored to witness. Me too, Tamara. She put honored to witness.
Huh.
Beautiful. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm glad I shared that story. That story left an imprint on me. And I remember, because this person, I'm not kidding. I'm not only, you know, well-known celebrities around him and, you know, musicians and pop, but I remember being with dignitaries from Bahrain, the king, I don't know what, of Bahrain and his wife, you know, why, and they're talking about landing. They were, oh, we're not using the private jet anymore, plane. It's just easier. We don't want to land it. We don't have to worry about it. So we just better to hire or lease it. We're not using it right. You know, they're talking about this. I'm talking about spiritual, but they're asking me questions. I'm talking about spirituality and awakening, and I'm talking about yoga, and then they're interested because at the time I was vegan. I wasn't vegetarian. I think I was vegan at the time. And I'm having my soy milk, and then they wanted to try that. And then I ended up doing healing work. And by the way, this acquaintance friend of mine told me, you know, work with these people. You can make so much money. But the thing is, for me, a lot of them didn't want to heal. And even though they were paying me a lot of money or flying me here and there to do the healing work on them, it wasn't interesting to me. Someone else it would have been. That's your you know who you are. And I told them, I go, I like working with people that really want to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
some people it's enough, and I don't. I wish I could be the other way, you know. But some people, they don't care. They're like, oh, they want to pay me. You know, I'll just go on the jet, and they're still doing the same behavior. They didn't want to listen and make the changes they needed to make. But I'm glad I had that experience. You know, it was fascinating to be around these kind of people and talk, and, you know, it was great. But I always recognized and sometimes thought, you may have all those, you know, Gucci, Pucci, and this and that, and $5,000, $10,000 outfit, but you got the migraines. I don't. I'm feeling pretty spiffy over here on my little corner. So I hope you feel your value. Yeah, you see that.
Yeah.
You do your gifts. Good, good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for asking that question. That was, I'm glad you did that. All right, big hug, Shannon.
All right, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thanks for bringing that up. I hope a lot of other people feel their worth, because I know that's the game. And yes, it's nice and it's cozy comforter with more money in the bank, and that's what everybody wants. Yes, yes, but you're not your bank account. That's not a reflection of your consciousness, or the importance of who you are and what you do is not reflected by weight, height, body image, skin, anything external. Those are all parts of the game. Those are accoutrements. They're like spoons and knives, forks. You use it for things. You know, it's fun. It's interesting. But you're much, much more. Thank you, Tamara, too. This is such a special sharing today. Love your beautiful soul and spirit, Shannon. Blessings to all of you. I love this community. Me too. Love you all. See you next week also. Have a fabulous, fabulous rest of the day, and inspired. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake. most importantly, keep awake. And connect with me on soulplayground.life when you can.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.